Mary, Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is doubly a day of our Blessed Mother. That is to say, that it is her day, Saturday, and it is also a day within the octave of her assumption into heaven, the only day during her octave that's not occupied by a saint's day of high rank. Still, there are saints who come to us today, and these saints we might see as her attendants, the attendants of honor, who accompany our Blessed Mother. This is how the Church views the Assumption, in her glorious exaltation from earth into heaven, surrounded not only by saints, but by a countless quantity of glorious angels. And each one of these saints has some role, that is to say, cast some glory on our Blessed Mother, or rather, Our Lady cast a little bit of her glory upon them. On the 15th, on the Assumption itself, lost in the glories of Our Lady, is that wonderful child martyr whose name is known to most Catholics and of whom we should be conscious because he's a wonderful example, along with today's Saint Agapetus, to our young people, Saint Tarsicius, along with Saint Agapetus, both of them boys, 15 years of age, who died in the defense of our faith. Now, St. Tarsicius is especially dear because he, remember, was an acolyte charged with the great grace of carrying Holy Communion secretly to the Christian prisoners in Rome. And when he came across a group of boys who wanted to know what he was carrying, he refused to give up the Blessed Sacrament to these pagan lads, and he was beaten to death. And then the tradition says that Pope St. Damasus says that when his grip was released only in death, why, the Blessed Sacrament had gone. He's a wonderful saint, then, of reverence to the Blessed Sacrament. He's a martyr of the Blessed Sacrament. And Saint, as I say, is a very good example to our young people. Saint Agapetus is a saint also the same age. Today is his commemoration. He died rather than to deny our holy faith, and died after a series of truly terrible tortures. So it is not true that our young people cannot be strong and virtuous if they have a strong faith and they know that they are under the protection of the Mother of God. Yes, indeed, they can rise to those great heights. We remember that Our Lady is the Queen of Martyrs, and all these martyrs come with her. All these martyrs receive their graces through her, as would we if only we were to ask. Our Lady is the Queen and the Queen Mother. The Queenship of Our Lady is the feast that closes traditionally the month of May. But we think of Our Lady's Queenship because she was crowned by the Blessed Trinity as soon as she entered into heaven. The other saint whom we honor today is Saint Helena. I have a little shrine set up for her today. Saint Helena is the mother of Constantine. She was the Queen Mother. After her son Constantine embraced the Christian faith and stopped the persecution of the Church, he brought his mother, who had been formerly dishonored and exiled, divorced actually, by his father, the emperor, he brought his mother to Rome and declared her to be Augusta. You see, for those who know history and the Holy Scriptures, the concept of Our Lady as Queen makes perfect sense, because already in the Old Testament, the fourth book of Kings, we see Bathsheba, who is the mother of Solomon, coming to see King David and treating with him concerning the question of his succession. And it's very illustrative how Scripture shows the Queen Mother, the mother of the king, always being very honored by the king. So what Constantine did for his mother, Helena, David had done in the Old Testament for his mother, Bathsheba, and of course, our Lord does far greater than that for his mother. You see, this is a way in which we can sort of explain to Protestants, non-Catholics, how it all makes perfect sense. It's utterly logical. It's only when you take things out of sequence and you interpret them on your own that you have some difficulty, say, accepting the doctrine of Our Lady's Assumption into Heaven. So in the Book of Kings we read that when Bathsheba entered the royal chamber of the king, his audience chamber, the king stands up and he bowed to her. Imagine, the king, who is most powerful, bows to his mother. And then he orders a throne to be set up at his right side. Well, all of this is the scriptural preparation for the great doctrine of the Assumption of Our Lady into Heaven. So it all, as I say, then truly does make perfect sense. Now, Our Lady did not have to seek, as Helena did, to find the cross. She had already known of the cross in general terms by her prayer and study of the Old Testament prophecies. And when the angel came to her first, but then particularly at the presentation in the temple, when Simeon spoke the words about the sword piercing her heart, Our Lady then had a perfectly clear internal intuition of what would come in the way of the cross. The cross came to Our Lady. Constantine's mother, St. Helena, had very much to suffer in her life, and she had the glory to crown her life by going to Jerusalem as already an old lady. So today you have old age, a woman, I think, 70s or 80s, which back then was really, really old, and then a couple of teenage boys. You see how universal is the call to sanctity, and the saints of all different ages and conditions of men. And Helena organizes the archaeological expedition. She finds the cross of Christ, his nails, the title of the cross, and his crown of thorns, and causes these to be honored, and urges her son to build beautiful churches throughout the empire. And all of these things at her word and by her inspiration are accomplished. So you see how St. Helena is a sort of an image of our Blessed Mother, and how St. Helena receives through Mary these graces. And then we go from a saint whose life we know, St. Helena, St. Agapito, St. Tarsicius, to Our Lady, and we think, if these saints were so brave, so glorious, did so much for God's greater honor and glory, what is our Blessed Mother? And then we know that her glory is incomparable. So usually then, this kind of a meditation then would end just in the silent praise of Our Lady. Truly, the saints, each one of them, brings some special homage of glory to the Mother of God. And our Lord, who loves his mother so very much, is pleased and honored that the saints do that, but he outdoes them all in the glory that he gives to his mother, assumed into heaven, crowned and enthroned at the right hand of God himself. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.